Abaphathi bohlelo uMfowethu Khoza noKhumalo.
To the program directors, Mr. Khoza and Khumalo.
Ihlobo zonke zakwaMahlaso Bhofungane.
All the family members of the Sibisi family.
NabakwaSithole.
And the Stole family.
Ngiyanibingelela nonke egameni leNkosi.
I greet you all in the name of the Lord.
Ngize lapha ngime endaweni engimncane kabi ukuthi bengama kuyona.
I stand here and it's big shoes that I need to fill, and I feel myself unworthy and insignificant to do that.
Endaweni kababa umfundisi uSokhaya walapha ekhaya.
At the pulpit of Reverend Stegan, in his place, the director of the mission.
Ubengathanda kakhulu ukuthi abe khona la namhlanje.
He would have loved to have been here today.
Kodwa ngenxa yomkhuhlane akakwazi ukuthi abe khona la.
But due to being unwell, unfortunately he cannot be here.
Wayesesicela ukuba sime endaweni yakhe.
So he asked us to stand in for him.
Usayizo mkhulu wecathulo masugqoka uzosixeka.
Now if you wear a pair of shoes a few sizes too big for you, then they are loose and they can even fall off.
Simhlonipha kakhulu, simthanda kakhulu.
We really honor him and we love him dearly.
Sesihlale kakhulu, ngicela sisho amavesi amabili nje. Khona sokuthintsha position kancane bese siqhubeka. Iculo kulama hymns page 127 siqonda ekhaya. Nithini na? Ngicela nje ukuthi sisho elokuqala nelesibili bese siyama.
Can we maybe sing the first two verses of this hymn? We've been seated for a long time just to change our position so you can get up and we sing the first two verses.
Bela masicula noma sesihlale kakhulu kodwa ke sicule nje ngomusa kaNkuluNkulu ke sicule nje siqonda ekhaya nithini na masingathi yekinga lutho lanqa masikholwa lapha sombona le Bodate naba fogunjani, unjani na inga nekatazwa ruba nila koni twalole yoba lula nje no baba galula inje. Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu.
We thank God.
Kuhle ukholwa.
It is wonderful to believe.
Angiphinde futhi. Kuhle ukholwa.
I want to repeat that. It is wonderful to have faith.
Kodwa mawuphendukile.
But only if you have repented.
Ngoba khona ukholwa nokholwa.
Because there is faith and there is faith.
Kodwa mangabe uphendukile kunomehluko.
But if you have truly repented, there is a difference.
Ngoba uyabonakala lo mehluko.
And that difference is very obvious.
Sekukhulunywe okuningi ngomahlase.
A lot has been spoken about Mr. Sibisi.
Bekubhuti wethu lo.
He has been our brother.
Ngwaka Ngubane mina Sibongo.
I have the surname Ngubane.
Ngumkhwenyana lapha ABC.
And I'm a son-in-law to the Sibisi family.
Ngibathanda kabo abantu base ABC.
And I really love the Sibisi family very dearly.
Umndeni othobekile, umndeni ohloniphanayo, umndeni othandanayo.
It's a family that's a humble, respectful and loving family.
But Moses ngaphandle kokuthi bengiyumkhwenyana khona besibambene kanje naye.
Now brother Moses, apart from the fact that I was his brother-in-law, but we were close, we were really together, we stood together.
Beyithanda inkosi.
He loved the Lord.
Hayi bemthanda uNkulunkulu.
He really loved God.
Hayi ngokusho kodwa ngokwenza.
Not just by his lips by saying so, but in action.
Akuchazi ukuthi ubengahlangani nezinto ezilikhulu endleleni yakhe.
Doesn't mean that he never met up with any difficulties along the way.
Kodwa noma kunjalo bazi ukuthi makunje kumele ukuthi ngiyephi, kumele ukuthi ngenzeni.
But he knew always under those circumstances where he had to go and what he had to do.
Ubezasho.
He said it for himself.
Athawu ngiyalithanda ibandla lami.
He said, I love my church.
Ngiyamthanda nomfundisi wami.
I love my minister, my pastor.
Echaza ubaba umfundisi.
Referring to Reverend Stegan.
Ayo ubaba umfundisi ulimele kabi ngokuhamba kamahlase.
Reverend Stegan is really hurt and bereaved by his leaving us.
Anaz. Ulimele ubaba umfundisi ngokuhamba kamahlase.
You cannot imagine how hurt he is by the passing away of our brother Moses Sibisi.
Uthaw, uMoses Sipho.
Said, oh, Moses, really, should it have been him?
Ubenzeni azabulawe.
What did he do that he deserved to be killed?
Imkhathaze kakhulu, sikhathaze sonke. Angicabangi ukuthi ukhona la. Kodwa ushilo omunye. Nayigebengwe khona khona la.
And it troubled him very much, and it troubles all of us. I don't think there's one person not troubled by that. And as it's been said already, it may be that those guilty are even here in the audience.
Okubhlungu ukuthi noma kwenzeke lesenzo lesi awuzwa lutho ukuthi kukhona nje nasebesolakele kuthulekile nje okuchaza ukuthi nakusasa kuzoqhamuka omunye nje angqokozo omunye ungabe indaba zalutho.
You know, the heartbreaking thing is that we've heard no movement on finding out the guilty ones. Nobody has been accused. There's no suspect, which means they've got off scot-free, and there's a very good chance that it can happen to another person very soon.
Kodwa ke siyabonga kakhulu Nkosi ngowabambe kahle wonke amazwi akho. Ngiyabonga mfana wami.
But I thank you, Nkosi. I really listened very carefully and attentively to your words.
Ngiyabonga ukuthi ukhethe ukuhlala nabazali bakho.
I'm thankful that you chose to stay with your parents.
Wafunda, wafunda, waqeda, waqhoka ijazi lakho, wakhetha ukuthi ngizohlala nobaba noma.
You went and studied, furthered your studies, you obtained your degree, your qualification, and thereafter you decided to go and stay with your father and mother and support them.
Ngiyajabula ngiyabona kunezinto eziningi ezizinkomba ukuthi impela wena uyindodana yakhe ngoba nawe ngathi nalokhu kuyithoba ebesikubona kubaba wakho.
And there are many signs and characteristics that we notice in you where you take after your father, and it seems like you'll be a good person to follow in his footsteps because we see that same humility that we saw in him in you as well.
Ngiyazi ukuthi ubenithanda kangakanani, ubenifisela okukhulu kangakanani, ngoba mhlobo wami ungenza yonke into, ungaba nalo lonke udumo, kodwa mangabe ungazani noNkulunkulu usenkingeni.
And I know how much he loved you and how much he wished all the best for you and for his whole family, because you can have everything that this world can offer, fame, whatever it may be, but unless you know the Lord, it's all in vain.
Ungaphumelela ngokwasemhlabeni ube nazinto zonke kodwa mangabe ungenayo indodana kaNkuluNkulu akekho umuntu odinga ukhawukelwa nokutatshukelwa njengawe.
You can have everything that this world has to offer, all the success of this world, but unless you have the Son of Man, there's nobody to be pitied more than you.
Ubenfisele kuhle. Hayi nina nodwa Nkosi. Iingane zethu zonke. Ubethanda. Kwangathi singakuthola lokho abakutholayo.
He always wished the best, not only for you, Nkosi, and your siblings, but for all our children, and he so desired that they would receive and find that which he received and which we received.
Kuba khona le nkinga yokuthi umuntu azame ukwenza kahle mayebona uwe unelungasithela aphile enye impilo kodwa osihlangene noNkulunkulu phambi kwabazali noma ngekho phambi kwabazali wesaba loNkulunkulu ngoba umbonelele umbone hamba.
Because you get people that only do well and only do good and try to do the right thing if they're before your eyes, but when they go behind the corner, they live a different life. But the one who's met up with God, who knows that the all-seeing God sees him at all times, whether he's asleep, whether he's awake, whether you see him or not, he lives a constant life fearing God.
Magalindiwe, ngiyakuhlonipha.
Magalindiwe, I honor you.
Sikubonile Makalindiwe.
We saw you and what you did.
Silibonile uthando olungenakho ukuzenzisa.
We saw that love which is unhypocritical and it's a pure love.
Uma bengenzeka ngendlela ebesikubona uyiyona ubungafisi ukulala naye kuleyo ICU.
If it went according to you, you would have slept with him right there in that ICU.
Sikubone ngosuku lokuqala. Sithola lesi sidume senzekile.
We saw from the very first day when we heard that shocking news.
Phakathi kwamabili silindile. Silinde impendulo esingayazi ukuthi wenziwane theater bazophuma naliphi igama ungcono yini wabona ukuthi uyaqinisela uMakalindiwe unkosikazi wakhe kodwa kwabonakala ukuthi ufika lapha ehluleka khona.
And at midnight in the early hours of the morning we were waiting to hear news. How it's going in the theater? Is the operation successful? Is there hope? How is it going? And we saw his wife, Mrs. Sibisi, strong and standing there in support. But there came a time when it was too much even for her.
Sithesimbona wayeseguqe ngamadolo ethandaza phambi kwethu. Yazi uthandazelani? Uthandazela lezi gebengu. ebulala umnyeni wakhe.
And then we saw her going on her knees. You know for whom she prayed? For the criminals who shot her husband.
Ekuthandazeni kwakhe uthi ha uNkulunkulu ngiyubani mina engingethethelele uma ngicabanga ukuthi wena Nkosi wathwala izono zezwe wabathethelela laba babenza ukubi kuwe bengiyubani mina ukuthi bengabathethelele laba abadubule balimaza umnyeni wami.
She said, Lord, who am I that I should not forgive them? Because if I see what they did to you on the cross and you forgave them and said, Father, forgive them, who am I that I cannot forgive those who did this to my husband? As you are seated
kukhona abanenhliziyo namagqubu ngingayiphindisela kanjani awu uzosheshe ufe negqubu lakho.
As we are seated here, there are those whose hearts are filled with grudges and hatred. How can I pay revenge? How can I take revenge? But you will die quickly with that revenge in your heart.
Ngithola isifundo ukuthi uthando alugugi lubonakale ngishe kufeni nibambisene kuze kube sekufeni njengeyifungo zenu ensuke nzenzile nishada.
And I saw that pure love that doesn't grow old, it remains fresh right till the end, in accordance to those vows that you made on your wedding day.
Ngamthola emva kwesikhathi esethola amandla. Waqina waqina umama kaLindiwe, umama kaNkosi, umama weingane zikaMahlase. Ngambona eqinile kuze kube namhlanje. Siyakuhlonipha makaLindiwe. Nkulunkulu akabe nawe, Nkulunkulu akagcine nezingane zisondelana nawe zikulekelela. Usithembisile uNkosi, ngeke nakwenze ngawakha amandla, kodwa ngosizo lukaNkulunkulu kungenzeka.
But after that, we saw how God strengthened her and she remained strong throughout till now. And we also trust that the others will support you, like Nkosi also said, and he won't do it in his own strength, but by the grace of God, he'll be able to keep his word.
Kodwa onolwazi ukuthi ubani lona obusibulalela uMahlase akaselekelele njengomndeni kubhlungu ungazi ukuthi inkinga yakhe ikuphi nendawo ngoba sazi ukuthi ikuphi ngempela ngempela obungakubulalela uMahlase umuntu njengoMahlase.
But if there's anyone who's got any information about the perpetrators of this heinous act, we'd ask you to come forward, because as a family we are hurt and we don't know who would ever do something this to Baba Sibisi, who would not even hurt a fly, that anybody would do something like this.
Kodwa okunye engimazi ngakho uMahlase, ubengafuni nokuncane okuhlala phakathi kwakhe noNkulunkulu.
But what I know him for is that Mr. Sibisi never would allow or tolerate anything, not the smallest thing, to be between him and God.
Hawu, ubengayifuni into ezomahlukanisa noNkulunkulu, afuni ithuba lokulungisa khona manje. Ngobethi angazi ukuthi ukufa kuzongifica nini, kuzongifica kanjani. Mina mangilungisa izinto, mangihlale ngiqondile, mayihlale ilungile izinto zami.
He kept short accounts with God. As soon as he could, immediately, he would put it right. That which he felt that he was convicted of, because he said, I don't know when I'm going to die, and how I'm going to die, I need to remain in right standing with God.
Ubeyithanda inkosi yakhe.
He loved his master.
Ubeyabathanda futhi abantu ngoba ngizwile nje ubeyabathanda abantu bakubo.
And as you also heard, he loved his family.
Besebenza naye imsebenzi eminingi yahlukeneyo.
We did many things together.
Njengoba eshilo ngithi umuntu ngamphatha ohlelo ube participate kakhulu. Kumalunga kamasibumbane, xolani malunga kamasibumbane ukuthi singalinika ithuba lokuthi nani kube khona ini kuphefumulayo. Ube uthanda umasibumbane, ube uthanda umsakazi ikhwezi njengoba zinzwile, ube uche uhlalo webhodi lekhwezi. Okunyakade kwenza ube ngomunye wama directors e company akhwele Springwater. Lo muntu olimaza uMahlasa akazi ukuthi ulimaza abantu abangakanani.
And as the program director said that he was the chairman of the Radio Kwezi board, he was also very active in the Masibumbane Radio Listeners Club. Please excuse us that we didn't give you an opportunity to speak, members of the Masibumbane Club. And he was also director of the Ekamanzi Springs company. That person who shot Mr. Sibisi doesn't know how many people he hurt through that.
Omunye umuntu wathi, awu, Nkulunkulu, ma kulokhu kufa abantu abahlaba njena. Bengebe lula Nkosi ukuba uthathe nje ubulale okuzidakwa nje okuhlanu. Usinde abantu abahle nabamthandayo uNkulunkulu kuvele kufele izidakwanyana nje kunani makufa abantu abanjalo.
One person said, why is it that good people of the caliber of Mr. Sibisi should die and should be killed? Why not rather just the drunkards, those who are just living worthless lives, why not rather even five of them in his place?
Imicabango yabantu leyo.
Those are human thoughts. God's ways and God's thoughts are not like our thoughts.
Ngoba nalezo idawa isadinga ukuphenduka, zihlangane neqiniso, zithola ukuphenduka ukuze nazo zimukeleke ezulwini. Mhlobo wami, mawusadakwa nje usayiphuzela, ulahleke kakhulu, buya lapho.
And those drunkards, God is still giving them an opportunity to repent and to turn to Him and to experience eternal life. And if you are still living in that state, you're wasting your time, you're wasting your life, you'll be lost here and in all eternity. Turn to God.
Ubaba wasemthunzini.
Mr. Heino Stegen from Kizini.
Njengoba eshilo uyihlase. Lamadoda adlala indima enkulu emndenini wakwaSibisi. Mawulandela umlando ukuthi uNkulunkulu wasebenza. Lokho enikuzwile. Basebenza umsebenzi omkhulu kakhulu beqhutshwa uNkulunkulu.
As Mr. Sibisi said, who spoke here in the front on behalf of the Sibisi family, he said what a great role that family played in their family and in what happened in their family, bringing the gospel into their family.
Siyabonga baba nakho ngikubona. Baba semthunzini, siyabonga baba ngomnikele nawenza. Naliqhubi ivangeli ngisho abafowethu bese euniversity lapho ngoye. Ubahambela babuye beze kwakho emva kwesikhathi bayizwela ubizo lokuthi bashumayele evangeli kwaze kwaba usuku lokugcina njengoba sazi ukuthi uMahlase uhamba emhlabeni eyithanda inkosi kusukela kuleso sikhathi angazi ukuthi singake eminyaka baba hey abanye mabe fike ezulwini kufika sekuthiwa nje nansi umsebenzi ngalemphefumulo abayizuzela uNkulunkulu.
And we want to say thank you very much, Uncle Heino, for your sacrifice, for your input. We know how you even visited them when they were still young at the Ongoya University, and until it came to the point where they felt the Lord's calling into the ministry. And Mr. Sibisi has been faithful right till the end. And when they get to heaven, some people, when they get to heaven, they'll be told, here is the fruit of your labor. Let's read from God's word briefly. From Revelation, chapter 7, from verse
13. Laba abembethe izingubo ezimhlophe bangobani bavelaphi na?
Then one of the elders asked me, these in white robes, who are they and where did they come from?
Ngase ngithi kulo Nkosi yami nguwe waziyo.
I answered, sir, you know.
Laselithi kimi, labo yiba baphuma osizini olukhulu. Bahlanza izingubo zabo, bazenza zabamhlophe egazini lewundlu.
And he said, these are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Ngalokho ke baphambi kwesihlalo sobukhosi sikaNkulunkulu, bemkhonza imini nobusuku ethempelini lakhe. Nohlezi esihlalweni sobukhosi, uyakumisa ithabanakele phezu kwabo.
Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them.
Kabasayukulamba, kabasayukoma, kabasoze bahlatshwa ilanga nakushisa kuni.
Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat.
Ngokuba iwundlu elingaphakathi kwesihlalo sobukhosi liyakubesula libaholele emthonjeni yamanzi okuphila. NoNkulunkulu uyakuzasula inyembe zonke emehlweni abo.
For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
Sibusisele Nkosi izwi lakho ngokufushane.
Lord, would you please bless your word as we've read it.
Amen.
Amen.
Abembethe izingubo ezimhlophe.
Those who are dressed in white robes. And there is this question, these in white robes, who are they? Who are these dressed in such a peculiar manner, dressed in white robes?
Bazalelwa phi, baphuma phi, bahlala phi, bahlala kuliphi izwe bona kanti?
Where do they come from? In what country do they live?
Baphuma emhlabeni onjani labo kuthiwa bambethe okumhlophe na?
These who are dressed in white, where do they come from?
Baphuma emhlabeni ofana nalo esihlala kuona.
From which world? From the same world that we come from.
We are born in the same world that we
do you see this world in which we live, what it's like? You can see it for yourself. What is there in this world that is good?
Africa, kube ngathi angisiyena owala ngoba ngihambe ngithuka izanya.
I'm a citizen of South Africa. I'm from this country. I was born here. But when I go about, I find myself like a stranger, like a foreigner in this world.
Futhi mangihamba ngithuka izanya angicabangi ukuthi ngingabulawa ubani. Ingqondo yami sheshe ingitshele ongangibulala mina yilo ofana nami.
And I'm not comfortable. I'm not at ease in this country. And when I go about and I wonder who may it be that will take my life, then I say it's one like I am.
Kulomhlaba esiphila kuwona kuyabulawana.
In this world in which we live in, people kill one another.
Akukho ukuthula.
There's no peace.
Akukho kuhle.
There's nothing good.
Sithola imbiko enzima nje njalo, njalo, njalo.
We always only hear heartbreaking news.
Ubusisiwe okuyothi noma siphile emhlabeni onje kodwa kubonakala ukuthi laba abavele emhlabeni kodwa noma kunjalo bona abathandanga ukuyingcolisa ingubo yabo abathandanga ukuhlala ezonweni abathandanga ukuphila entweni ezingamkhazimulisa uNkulunkulu bekulomhlaba.
Blessed are those of whom it will be seen and said, even though they come from this world full of its heartache, full of its sin, this from this tribulation, but where we say those are the people that didn't want to defile themselves, they kept themselves clean and pure, they feared God. Let me come back to the first point I spoke about, having a grudge. Having a grudge and hatred. Sibisi family, this which has happened, let's leave it in God's hands.
Because
if you would walk around with bitterness and a grudge in your heart, you are going to be the one that will be harmed by it. It will only destroy you. Let's leave these murderers in God's hands. And we pray that God would work in their lives, that they would repent before this day arrives in their lives. Here in this world, we hate one another. Just think about it as you are seated here. How many people aren't there whom you hate? And it's not even people far away. Right inside the family, there are people that hate one another. And when something bad happens, you suspect it may be this one who did it, or maybe that one, because you don't trust one another.
Kodwa kuthiwa laba behamba emhlabeni osizi baqaphela into eyodwa nje ukuba bahlanze ingubo zabo egazini lewundlo.
But one thing was noticed about these people, that even though they came out of great tribulation, they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Inkulu indaba isegazini lika Jesu.
Great is the matter concerning the blood of our Lord Jesus. Take something, dip it into red blood, and see whether it will come out clean.
Thatha umbala omnyama ufake embaleni obomvu kuzophumani lapho na kuyophuma yini okumhlophe na.
Take something which is pitch black, put it into red blood, and see whether it'll come out snow white.
Kanti engolile enamanyala enodoti wonke ifake egazini izohlanzeka le nto angicabangi.
If you take something that is filthy, dirty, and you take it and you put it into red blood, do you think it'll come out clean? I don't think so.
Kodwa mawuthatha izono zomuntu uyifake egazini lika Jesu. Igazi elinqabileyo, igazi lendodana yomuntu, yashintsha indaba.
But take sin, as black and vile as it may be, and put it in the blood of the Lord Jesus, that precious blood, and see what happens.
Uma uze enkosini uJesu, noma ngabe konakele kangakanani empilweni yakho. Noma ngabe sezingakanani izono zenzile uza kuJesu uthi mntanami kuseyithuba woza ngifuna ukuba uhlanzwe ngikulindele nawe wamukelekile embusweni kaNkulunkulu.
No matter how you have sinned, no matter how far you have drifted, come to the Lord Jesus, come to his blood, and there is hope for you. And he says, my child, I'm waiting for you to come and to be cleansed.
Uma ngabungakahlangana lesi simanga sokuthethelelwa, sokuhlanjululwa, uhambo wazi, ngiyazi ngiyaqonda, uJesu ungithethelele lesi siphambeko sami, uJesu ungixolele leli cala lami. Hamba unesibindi kwazi ukwazi ukuthi ihlanziwe ingubo yami. Ngiyenzile abamhlophe yilokhu mahlasa kade ebhizi ngakho nsuku zasha esaphila.
And if you've never experienced that forgiveness, oh may it be that when you leave today, you may have that assurance of forgiveness, of being cleansed, of being washed in his blood. That is what our brother Mahlasa lived for when that shot rang out. He was busy with it.
Akunandaba ukuthi ungakanani, akunandaba ukuthi umdala kangakanani, akunandaba ukuthi umncane kangakanani, sonke siyamenywa, simenyelwa kulomusa kaNkulunkulu, sondela ukuze na uhambe kumnandi, koze kube nini uhambo wesindwa, koze kube nini uhambo uxakekile, mhlawumbe uhleli la awusazazi nawe inyanga nezangoma osuyihambile.
I don't care how old you are or how young you are. You are all invited that you may come and experience this great mercy, this forgiveness, the wonder of being cleansed, of knowing I don't have to stand guilty before God. I've been forgiven. You can stand boldly before him. How long will you carry on with that burden weighing you down? And maybe you've been to every witch doctor and witch that there is and you haven't received help.
Uma sewuyifumene leyo ngubo leyo, lalela mhlobo wami. Asebeyifumene leyo ngubo leyo badlula emhlabeni. Abalambi, abomi, abashiswa nayilanga.
Just hear how wonderful it is. If you have obtained that robe and then you pass from this world, how wonderful it's going to be. They never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them.
Ngakho ke singakholwa izingalekwane. Inganekwane esiza nezalukwazi. Eyikhulumayo zithi zalukwazi, mntanami, ngiphuphile. Unyokolume ulambile. Unyokolume omile. Unyokolume kuwukuthi nokuthi nokuthi okuyisimanga. Ukhuluma kwabanye abantu akakhulumi nengane zakhe insumansumane leyo.
So let's not be deceived by all these fairy tales. A grandmother, old woman having a dream and saying, oh, I dreamt about your mother, or I dreamt about someone. That person is hungry and you need to have a feast for that person and slaughter for the dead.
O Mahlasa bahambile manje. Baphumule.
But Mahlasa and them have passed from this world. And now he is resting from this world with all its turmoil and all its heartache. Let me inform you. Let me inform you in case you didn't know that he won't have to come back because he's hungry or thirsty. Never will they hunger again. Never will they thirst again. They are well taken care of. Even if we would say, you see, Baba Sibisi, how many people are remembering you? Why don't you just come back and, you know, just be with us for a short while? Never. Great is his joy in heaven, far greater than any joy experienced on earth. In heaven, no sin will enter. The one with sin, even how slight it may be, criticism, finding fault, they will not enter heaven. If one thinks of heaven, we take it lightly. Maybe the way we interpret it, it's so human and words fail me. But if I think of heaven and how God's wisdom is, that it doesn't depend on your human goodness and the good things that you've done. It only depends on the mercy and the grace of God. And then you say, oh God, have mercy on me. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. It is the Lamb himself, the eternal Lamb, who takes care of them. Oh, you that do not believe, I don't know what's holding you up from coming and receiving something like this. Let us therefore persevere to enter in through the straight gate, the narrow gate. Do you hear that, brethren? There is a gate to heaven, and that gate is a very narrow gate. That city is surrounded and it's got entrances where you need to come through. And there is an angel standing there with a sword flashing backwards and forwards. And unless you have been cleansed and washed in the blood of the Lamb, you will not be granted entrance. Only if your robe, only if your heart has been washed white and cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. And that is what we wish for, and that is what we pray for, and that God will grant that we will endure right till the end, not that towards the end we stumble and towards the end we draw back and we lose our faith. And not that we just say a lot and speak a lot, but in the end our deeds deny us and contradict us.
Kodwa mina ngiyafisa ngomusa kaNkulunkulu ukuba ngibe kulo umusi, ngibe kulelo khaya elingenziwanga ngezandla zomuntu.
Elenziwe
indodana yomuntu.
Kodwa
ekufiseni kwami konke lokho akusizi nje ukufisa ngomlomo ngenhliziyo. Kumele ukuba kube khona izinto ekumele ngizenze eyilindelwe uNkulunkulu. Lokho futhi ngikufisela thina sonke.
I long to be in that city, not built by human hands, but built by God Himself. But any longing will not get me there, only if my actions are in accordance to that. And I wish the same for you.
Ngicela ubaba semthunzini ezengaphambili azosivalela.
I'm going to ask Uncle Heino to please come and close for us in prayer.
Umkhuleko unamandla uma sikhuleka ngokukholwa uJesu yalale laphendulu siletha go ke kuJesu ngeza ukuthi hayi ngathi nilambile angishiye kanjalo asicela ubaba ukuthi asiphethele ngomthandazo
anginawo amazwi okukhuluma.
I have no words to speak.
Ngihluleka ukuthi ngichaze ukuthi ngizwani.
I fail to express my feelings.
Kodwa lo uNkulunkulu osinika inhlanhla engaka ukuthi thina simphilele la emhlabeni sibe abakhe.
But this God who has granted us such a wonderful privilege to live for Him in this world and to belong to Him.
Asiye ngezwi eBhayibhelini elithi Kristu uimpilo yami.
He left us a word in the Bible that says to live for me is Christ.
Ukufa kuyinzuzo.
And death is gain.
Thina sisafuna ikhundla la emhlabeni, sifuna imali, sifuna izinto. Sadidekile, sahluphekile uNkulunkulu uthi inzuzo kusibisi ukuthi ashone.
We still strive for position, money, all sorts of things in this world, but God says concerning our brother Sibisi, to him death is gain.
uNkulunkulu bethi ngimenzele okuhle.
God said, I do good unto him. Let us pray.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuthi wena uyasinakekela sila emhlabeni.
Thank you, Lord, that you take care of us while we're in this world.
Asi sodwa wena Nkulunkulu owasifela.
We are not alone, Lord, but you, O God, who died for us, you want to do good unto us.
Siza Nkosi Jesu, uyasibona thina esila endlini, siyacela Nkosi. Iba nomusa kithina ukuthi nathi ukufa kuzoba inzuzo kimi futhi nami ngizobizwa ngingumunye webandla elimbethe ezimhlophe.
Lord, be gracious to us that when we die, it may also be gained to us. And Lord, that I may be counted amongst that host dressed in white robes.
We
ask it in your name, Lord, our Saviour. Amen.